the more stable we are in awareness, and the more stable we are in ourselves, that's where we are at benefit for everybody. So what I realized is that just by taking short moments, that's where we are as the most benefit that we can be to anybody. That's the basis for all support we can give. And as I shared yesterday in the other group here, that when I am stable and rely on awareness, people around me start to relax more and more. And that's how it goes. We don't need to do so many things. It's more to be. Relax more and more. And all these short moments, whatever is going on in you, all these short moments creates harmony around you. It creates harmony within you. And it's so freeing that we don't need to do and go out and demonstrate for peace or anything else. One simple short moment is the peace that everybody's seeking. There is no more than that. Whether it's rage that is overwhelming you, or sadness, or feeling hurt, or whatever strong points of you that is your favorite, because everybody has their favorite. That's, and we have our own flavor on it. And it's so amazing, the more stable you are in awareness, the more you can allow all these strong emotions, the strong thoughts, belief structures to be there. And you're not so affected by it anymore. And it goes gradually. It didn't go like this for me. It took at least half a year until I got a hang of, start to rely really on awareness, and then a year, then it's really stable. That's how it was for me. And it's different for everybody here. So it's important to allow all these emotions that are there to be as they are. And if you can't do that, do whatever you need to do, because you can never forget to take a short moment. You always get a new chance. You always get a second chance to take a short moment. Even if the emotions are so strong that you kind of burst out or you do something, take an antidote, just come back. And the commitment is so powerful to rely on that. And the only thing that happens when you start to rely more and more, your commitment just grows and grows and grows. So be gentle to yourself. And if you have a worried mind, fine. And if you wouldn't have the child, maybe you could have other things you can worry about. So maybe it's not the child, maybe it's the worry itself. We just project it on different issues. So just take a short moment with worry and see what's there. Maybe that has nothing to do with anything else than the worry itself.